The third Enron executive to face criminal charges pleaded guilty today. Timothy Belden is the former head of Enron's West Coast trading operation. He was charged with a single count of wire fraud conspiracy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that Belden is the first person from the bankrupt company to be accused of manipulating California's electricity market.
Timothy Belden ran Enron's energy trading office in Portland, Oregon, where investigators say he helped develop schemes to drive up the cost of electricity in California. The schemes, with names like Ricochet and Death Star, first came to light last May in a series of internal memos that Enron's new management turned over to federal regulators. Those memos detail how Enron traders would deliberately move power out of blackout-prone California, then resell that same power back to the state. By doing so, Enron was able to exceed the price caps that applied only to in-state electricity sales. Enron traders would also create artificial congestion on California's transmission lines, then collect a fee for removing it, a tactic that caused higher prices for everyone in the market. As part of those schemes, Enron had to submit false information to California's power authorities. Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson said today that false information is the basis for a wire fraud conspiracy charge against Belden.
This conspiracy charged in this information allowed Enron to exploit and intensify the California energy crisis and prey on energy consumers at their most vulnerable moment.
Belden's guilty plea marks the beginning of a new phase in the prosecution of Enron. Earlier charges focused on Enron's accounting gimmicks, including its use of off-balance sheet partnerships to generate profits and conceal debts. That was at the heart of a Houston grand jury's indictment of former chief financial officer Andrew Fastow, as well as a guilty plea by Fastow's aide Michael Copper. Meanwhile, a second grand jury in San Francisco has been probing Enron's role in the California energy crisis. Thompson says Belden was a significant participant in schemes to manipulate the California market, but that he did not act alone. As part of his plea agreement, Belden has agreed to cooperate with investigators. His attorney, Christina Arguidez, says Belden conducted his trading on instructions from the company.
He takes responsibility for what he did, and he was in charge of the trading office, no question about it. But he's not a mastermind in the sense that he alone went in a room and figured out these strategies and then ordered people to execute them. That's not accurate.
So somebody
yes,
else?
Barbara.
Belden entered his guilty plea in San Francisco this afternoon. He faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. In addition, Belden has agreed to forfeit $2.1 million in compensation he received from Enron, and San Francisco's U.S. attorney says he could also be responsible for a substantial amount of restitution. It's still not clear how much of a role Enron's criminal activity may have played in California's energy crisis, but Stanford economist Frank Wolak says any action that raised the price of power benefited traders at the expense of California customers.
That's where the big money came from in the crisis period, was guys essentially creating artificial scarcities of energy to be able to sell the energy that they did have at extremely high prices.
The chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission would not comment today on how Belden's plea might affect California's demand for $9 billion in electricity refunds, but California Senator Barbara Boxer says those refunds are overdue.
We now see why the cost of electricity went where it went. It wasn't anything to do with the free marketplace. It wasn't anything like that. It was crooked. It was all crooked. And we need to get our money back.
One state lawmaker who's been investigating market manipulation expressed hope today that Belden's cooperation will help investigators catch wrongdoers at other energy companies. State Senator Joseph Dunn called Belden the first of many dominoes that will fall. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.